You know, during the break, we got the clarification on the two Jeeps on Christmas Eve. Now, this supposedly is what, secondhand, Mrs. Shinaki? As told to her by her former husband, Thomas. Thomas was in the Jeep with Bud Moore and Ray Buck, and they were in the second Jeep as they came to the field. The Jeep with the long Newcomb, Wasilowski, and Kern were in the first Jeep. As they got to the field, the map that the first Jeep had, they were out of it. They ran out of the territory that they were supposed to. So they had to exchange. The person with the map for the new territory had to be the lead Jeep. So the first Jeep backed up and over to the side, and the second Jeep drove ahead of them, and the Jeep that Kern was in moved in behind them, and when they did, they hit the mine.
And I think, the way I understand, in that minefield alone, I think there's, 500-600 mines just spread out through that whole area. That's how many there was. But what they did was they made a decent path through. So that they could go through.
You said the next day, was it, that you were pulling the mines out with a...
No.
Oh, that wasn't was there?
That was the same day that we were called up. And I remember Leroy Moore, like I told you, had a piece of clothesline rope. I don't know where we got it from. And I don't think it was any longer than this room, you know, like. And he had taken it, cleared it away, and he had tied it around the handle of the mine. And so we were all together, you know, Leroy and I and who else. And he says, here we go. And he'd taken the pull. Well, we were lucky that there was nothing underneath it, because he used to take the pin underneath, he used to booby trap it. And but the ones that we took care of, we cleared out such an area that vehicles could go through. Uh-huh. And then they marked it off to say, well, look at mines over here. Now, if you went in there, well, you had no one to blame yourself. Yeah. But everybody stayed in that area to get through.